Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 73 today. Psalm 73 is a psalm of Asaph, who turns out to be a pretty hot-blooded and intense poet. Psalm 73. Surely God is good to Israel, even to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, my steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride is a chain about their neck, violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, and they have more than their heart could wish. They scoff, and in wickedness utter oppression. They speak loftily. They have set their mouth in the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and being always at ease, they increase in riches. Surely in vain have I cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I had dealt treacherously with the generation of thy children. When I thought how I might know this, it was too painful to me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God and considered their latter end. Surely thou scatterest them in slippery places, thou castest them down into destruction. How are they become like a desolation in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so, O Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. For my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So brutish was I, and arrogant, ignorant. It was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden my right hand. You shall guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Who have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from you. But it is good for me to draw near unto God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all thy works. What is it that Asaph grieves and longs for? In my first sets of readings, I assumed it was just riches. But it isn't riches. I think it is the ease that those who are wicked can live in. Not the ease of riches, but the ease of conscience, it seems. They are full of their own pride, and they live selfishly. And because of their wickedness, they have this I can do whatever I want feeling. I can say whatever I want, and I can take whatever I want. And for Asaph to look at them, he sees them to continue unpunished, to continue to grow richer and have an easier life. And he himself is exhausted and tired and worn out from trying to be good. He says, surely in vain have I cleansed my heart. He sees no point to being good when he sees those who are evil and wicked getting so much out of life. But there is a turning point, verse 17, until I went into the sanctuary of God and considered their latter end. And so what is it that gave him this change of heart? Did he just go to church and hear a good sermon? That can help sometimes, but the way that Asaph's despair pinpoints in on the fact of that he wants more than money, but he just wants that ease of life that he perceives is out there. I don't know if a good sermon is going to be enough to take him out of it. And it strikes me that in verses 21 through 23, he starts to talk about his own grieving, that his heart was grieved and pricked. He saw his own brutish, ignorant self, that even in his efforts to remain blameless, he could see his own faults. And despite those own faults, God remained with him. And with God holding on to him, even in his troubles, and him getting a way out, he realized that if he went fully into selfishness and pride, that would be the absolute emptiness. So as we read through, look for not just the hope that the bad guys get what's coming to them, but rather Asaph realizing that as we all receive what is coming to us, there is an appeal toward holding on to God. Psalm 73, surely God is good to Israel, even to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, and their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride is a chain about their neck, and violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than their heart could wish. They scoff, and in wickedness utter oppression, they speak loftily. They have set their mouth in the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out by them. And they say, does God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, and being always at ease, they increase in riches. Surely in vain have I cleansed my heart and washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I had dealt treacherously with the generation of thy children. When I thought how I might know this, it was too painful for me. Until I went into the sanctuary of God and considered their latter end. Surely you set them in slippery places and cast them down to destruction. How are they become like a desolation in a moment, and they are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream when one awakes. So, O Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. For my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So brutish was I, and ignorant, and I was as a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You have hold in my right hand. You shall guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Who have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from you shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from you. But it is good for me to draw near unto God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all thy works. There is some good result, good change of heart that Asaph received when he went into the sanctuary of God and had the presence of God, and I would imagine the presence of God's people with him, and he could perceive correctly just how necessary it is to hold on to God, and even more so that God reaches out and holds down and on for us, so that we will have a latter end rather than being merely cast away. There is a hot, angry moment at the beginning of this psalm that is blessed by cool meditation on God's love. Well, thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.